Number four, talk about various instances of behavior and how everyone felt about them, both positively and negatively. I find myself constantly surprised that people can work together for 10 or 15 years and yet not know how their teammates feel about certain issues. Use this opportunity to talk about times that these issues were abused or acknowledged. This goes back to getting everyone's involvement. Sometimes, through talking about a rule, you'll uncover deep-seated resentments and resolve a lot of problems. Sometimes the simplest issues leave the deepest scars. Working with a community hospital, we assisted the various departments in creating their individual and hospital-wide codes of honor. In working with the surgery team, it took us nearly an hour to decide what be on time meant. For years, it meant different things to different people. To some, it meant to clock in on time. To others, it meant being clocked in, scrubbed, dressed, and ready to work on time. The difference between the two definitions was at least 10 minutes. And in those 10 minutes, the little voice in everyone's head would go into daily finger-pointing, like, why is that person always late? The problem with this unsaid stuff is that it gets acted out later in the form of rude comments, bad attitudes, or omitted details. Whenever there is resentment, sooner or later, there is revenge. Since they aired the issue and haggled through the discussion, they came up with a common definition and backbiting disappeared, just from that simple discussion. This is why you must talk about the pros and cons of every issue and get to the root of people's feelings before agreeing on any rule. Number five, as soon as you are able to decide on a rule, write it down. Post the rules in a viewable place where everyone on the team can see them every day, like a break room or an office. My family's code at home is posted on our refrigerator. Under pressure, it might be easy to forget the rules, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Put them right out front where everyone, including your customers, can see them. Sure, it might be kind of hokey, but it works. The rules should be stated clearly enough so that anyone could explain them. Number six, be specific. Your rules must be written as statements, rules, or agreements that can be acted on. Avoid any vague rules. This may take some doing. You'll probably go back and forth about how to phrase your rules, but it's important to get them right. Let me be very clear on this. A code of honor is not a mission statement. It is not a list of values. Simply putting a list on the wall that says number one, teamwork, number two, integrity, and so forth is not the same as creating a code of honor. Why? Because everyone has a different idea about what teamwork or integrity are. If you spell it out as a statement that someone can act on, you don't run the risk of different interpretations. Instead of teamwork, maybe you make a rule that says the goals of the team come before the individual. That's more clearly defined. The same goes for rules like be professional, respect each other, or be responsible. How do you define professional? It depends on your team, on the mission, on the clientele you work with, and all kinds of other things. Talk about each person's ideas of concepts like these. Remember my story about the surgical team? The definition of late for one person may be very different from someone else's. Clarify, clarify, clarify. Number seven. Don't try to legislate moods. Creating a rule that says, always be in a good mood, or never get angry, is not only unfair, it's unrealistic. Everyone has bad days, don't you? But what you can do is say, don't take out your bad mood on other people. It's okay to have a lousy day and be in a crappy mood, but it's not okay if you dump it on others. That's a reasonable rule that you can act on. Number eight, make sure that the rules are somewhat of a stretch. By this, I mean that your code challenges everyone on the team to be better. This will create an environment in which everyone gives their best. As I've pointed out, being on a team doesn't mean that every day is a walk in the park. Teams are messy. Rules are messy. Following the rules sometimes means that sacrifices are being made, and that's hard to do. But because this is a challenge, the team becomes better, and the individuals on the team become better too. Number 9, don't get carried away making rules. Try to shoot for a dozen rules or fewer. Any more than that, and your team may feel that they're being micromanaged.